Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you'll see my email address on top of the page. You can contact me for prayer requests or information or any other reason. Thanks again for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor and a great joy to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words, not only for them, but for all the ones they love and all the things they care about. I pray for them today as I do every day, that their lives would be heaven on earth, that your abounding grace would be in everything they do and with everyone they love. Their lives would be full of joy and health, happiness, and prosperity. And all these things I ask as I always do, through Christ my Lord. Amen. The message today is called, The Door is Open. Philippians chapter 3, where Paul was speaking about resurrection life, in verse 12 he said, Not that I've already obtained this, or am I already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. As I was praying today, Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to hear. Here are his words. He said, My beloved ones, it is the day when you must trust me with all your hearts and don't lean on what you understand with your minds. Everything you know is changing. I am removing all the lies you've been taught for generations, and I am restoring the truth of the finished work of the redemption that my Son accomplished when he offered up himself in place of all people and drew all people unto himself on his cross. As it is written, if one died for all, then all were dead. It's time to arise to a new day and the whole truth about who you really are. My loved ones, almost everything you've ever learned from education or newscast or books has been a lie. All these were woven together to keep you from knowing who you truly are. It is really this simple. Just as my Son said, I and my Father are one. The same is true for you. We are one spirit, as it is also written, He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Soon you will understand what all this means. Each of you individually is my child. Not one is favored above another. There's no difference in my love for you than the love I have for my firstborn son. You are all my adorable children, who were born of my spirit long before we made the world. You're not just a body. You are a life-giving spirit, just like my firstborn son. Each of you existed with me long before we made the world. Each of you is my beloved, and each of you has a name that only you and I know, but you have forgotten who you are. You believe you are the person your parents told you you are. They gave you an earthly name and taught you that you were their child. But if you remember my firstborn told you, you should not call any man on earth your father, for your father is in heaven. Your true identity is heavenly, not earthly. Do you remember that when my son's earthly parents lost him and had to go back to get him, that he said he was about his father's business? He understood even at an early age that his birthright was from heaven and not from earth. Soon you will understand what this means, and you will walk in the fullness of all things that are written about you. I am the Father from whom all the families of heaven and earth are named. My loved ones, you must begin to lay aside all ties to the earthly realm and live according to the spirit realm and your true identity. As you identify with your true identity as my children, then all things will change. This is why you were told to no longer know any man after the flesh, but to know each other spirit to spirit. As long as you see yourselves as human and not godly, you will live as a human and not as a godly child from God. Many of you have prayed over and over, asking me to release to you the power that my firstborn son displayed. The problem is not that you're lacking power, but is that you're lacking understanding of your true identity. Therefore, you don't have the faith to wield the power that you already possess. A person with a servant belief system will never sit down at the table with sons and daughters. You must see yourselves as you truly are. Then all heaven will break out. My loved ones, I tell you these things over and over so that you will learn. I want you to know who you truly are so we can have true fellowship. As long as you see yourselves as slaves, you will not feel like you belong at the master's table. Our beloved Paul told you to come boldly to the throne of grace, not timidly like a servant who's afraid of being punished, but boldly like a beloved child who knows he is welcome in Father's house. A servant will wait and eat the crumbs left on the master's plate while he's cleaning the dishes. But a child who knows who he is will sit in his father's lap and eat with him from his father's plate. It is written, without faith it's impossible to please me. For those who seek me must believe that I am, and I reward you just for seeking me. You must believe that I am pleased, and come to me knowing that I am well pleased with you. I'm so pleased I can't help myself. When my children come to me, my heart melts, and I have to give them something just because I love them. My love overflows, and it thrills me just to know you're looking for me. You're absolutely adorable in my eyes. There are so many things that false religion has entrapped you in. I'm so happy that you're beginning to break free from that bondage. By grace you are saved through faith. That is not from yourselves, but faith is a gift from me. It's one of those things I give you for seeking me. I gave everyone the measure of faith, so that no one is lacking enough faith to come to me. False religion tells you that you must work to please me. The truth is, I have been pleased with you since you were born of my spirit, before the world began. Those of you with children will understand this. When your baby is born, you are in love with a child, and it doesn't matter that they can't care for themselves. You're happy to serve them their food and their bath and provide all that they need, just because you adore them. This is how I feel about you. It doesn't matter what you choose to do for a career. I love you if you perform surgery on brains or clean toilets. I just want you to be happy. If you know who you are, you will be like my firstborn. He was just as excited to wash dirty feet as he was to heal the blind and raise the dead. Love turns any task into pure joy. Your value is in who you are, not in what you do. My loved ones, it's time to let go of the lies and truly understand that you are my greatest joy and the joy of all of heaven. I mention your name and the angels rejoice, and the saints in heaven break out into song about you. You are that loved, and I long for you to know that and hold on to that, because your world is about to be turned upside down from dark to light. These lies will fall away, but some are addicted to the lies. They are like a bird in a cage that fears freedom when they could be an eagle soaring into the heavens. Many are like those whom I delivered from Egypt. They preferred the stability of a place to sleep and steady work of that of true freedom. It's no different today. Almost all of you have lived in slavery, even though the cage door was open the whole time. Those who knew the door was open told you it was shut so you wouldn't leave. If you tried to leave, they called you dreamers and crazy. They warned you of the dangers of thinking for yourself and belittled you if you didn't stick with the herd mentality. They didn't dare tell you that you are a spirit being who ranks higher than the angels. No way they would tell you that you could tap into the power inside you and live far above the world you know. My loved ones, I'm telling you today, the door is open. You can learn who you are and live high above sickness, disease, and poverty. You have all of heaven to help you, but you must let go of your false identity and take on your heavenly identity. Be ready for extreme change. Forget what lies behind and look to the future with excitement. Be ready to put the earth into order and turn it into the image of heaven. Be ready to let go of the past and press on to the high calling. Your spirit is above, and it's time for your mind to come up higher. My loved ones, the door is open. And this is the end of the words he gave me to speak to you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you, each and every single one, and I'll see you soon.